We're happy that we have our guest, Kosciuszko Mayor Jimmy Cockcroft, coming in for Minute with the Mayor. Mayor, thanks for coming on this morning.
Glad to be here.
It's a nice morning.
Happy.
It is happy. Yeah. And, you know, 7:45, so yeah, not as early.
15 extra minutes.
Yeah, right? You get to sleep in a little bit this morning. Well, we did have an alderman meeting last night, a couple of unclean properties to start off, not too much, but some old business was that playground equipment for Northside Park.
Yeah, so we get that designated money from the state, and first little step of it, we have agreed last night to purchase about $70,000 worth of playground equipment and installations, about $70,000 for Northside Park. So that came from J.A. Dawson, so we're excited to get that done and get that project started.
Yeah, and you said that that was the more expensive bid, but Todd was there and said that they kind of used them in the past. Right,
so, you know, state law, you have to accept the lowest and best bid, lowest or best. And we just felt like, and Todd reviewed this with some of the folks from Northside Park and some of the aldermen, and they have more liability insurance. They have a few things in there that the other company did not have, and it just felt like overall that it was $2,400 difference in, you know, the history that we have with J.A. Dawson in the community. They've done most all the schools and all the stuff at Jason Isles that we had a little more faith in what we were getting with them for that much money difference.
Yeah, something to be said for loyalty there as well. Also, after that, budget.
Yeah, just motions and seconds and let's vote, because we've budgeted since July the 1st, I think. So we approved and adopted the city budget, the school system budget, and the Kosciuszko Water and Light budget last night. So we are through budgeting and get through September and wait on October 1st, start a new budget year.
That's right. And after that, it was another more red tape letter of engagement from Wyndham and Lacey. That's for the audit.
Yeah, Tom and Ben Wyndham. Tom is the dad. Ben's the son of Wyndham and Lacey. Have been doing our audit for the last, I honestly can't remember, 8 to 10 years. Do a good job, and a good, you know, small town, small firm out of Pearl, and we agreed to let them do the audit for the upcoming year as well.
And then we got a new part-time employee in the solid waste department.
Yeah, so Herbert Cross and David Wickham, they are retired city employees that have been back part-time a long time, and Herbert has finally given it up, and I hate to see him go. He's been a great employee for a long time, but mostly what they do is work out at the landfill during the first part of the week and Saturdays. And so Herbert has left, and we've hired Steve Coffey, who's a retired MDOT employee, just to work part-time out there, kind of covering up when you bring stuff to the landfill.
And next, Chief Dew kind of took over the meeting there with a lot of requests from the police department.
Yeah, so he's been cleaning up over there. So they have a lot of seized weapons and some seized other properties that we agreed to let him advertise to sell last night. So it has to go to a licensed gun dealer. So he has someone interested in those, get a couple of quotes on that if he can get them, and get rid of some firearms and some just property, old jewelry, just stuff they confiscate when you get arrested.
1928 class ring in that.
Was it? In that, so you read the list better than I did. I missed that.
I didn't see where it was from. It just said 1928 class ring. I don't know if it was a Kosciuszko or what.
Right. And then there's some guns in there that are not good, just to ask to destroy those. So, and then he asked to buy two weapons, I think, a rifle and another pistol, I think it was.
Let's see. After that, there was a quote for something with the wastewater department.
Right. We have a situation over on, right, so you got all these east and south and southeast and east south. So it's on
Southeast Street.
Right? Yeah, thank you. It's on Southeast Street over off of College in the College Street area, off of Held Street as well. And the line's about 20 foot deep. And in our agreement with MSI, we have some built-in price agreements on equipment and manpower and stuff. So we have actually, we've asked them, or we will ask them this morning, to come and make that repair. I think it's about $26,000. And also there's a manhole down behind the frozen food locker that is giving us problems from the locker. Not the locker giving us problem, but the manhole giving us problem. And we're also going to ask them to replace that manhole as well. And it's in that $26,000 as well.
We're speaking with Kosciuszko Mayor Jimmy Cockcroft for a minute with the mayor. And after that, it was just an ambulance contract extension and then some appointments to some of these boards.
Yeah, the ambulance, let me explain that, because somebody said we're getting another ambulance service and we don't need any more ambulance issues than we already have. But back in March, the contract with MedStat was supposed to expire at the end of March. Well, Baptist wasn't quite ready, priority, whatever you're going to call the current ambulance system. And so MedStat agreed to stay for a month, and we never really had an agreement And so we approved agreement last night, so we'll go back and pay them for the month of April that they ended up staying and covering of $2,500. And then some appointments that we've just honestly, probably me more than anybody's, let slip by to the Tourism Commission, Historic Preservation Commission, Planning Commission, and Licensing Board. So that's about 10 or 12 names there that mostly all just reappointed. So.
After that, just approving some travel, something that, you know, hadn't really been able to do.
I think we said last night since March we hadn't had any travel, but we're going to send Howard Charkey to a little short course for wastewater in Biloxi, and Chief Dew to Biloxi for the Chief's summer convention that's going to be held in end of September, 1st of October. So it's been postponed and postponed. So it's good to get a little sense of normalcy back a little bit.
That's right. And, you know, getting some normalcy with football. Getting back going this week.
I'm glad to see the governor do that. Two per player is just not a real good idea, especially at a high school level where you got smaller brothers and sisters and, you know, mom and dad.
Parents
got
to find a babysitter.
Right. So it created a lot of problems. So I'm glad to see him do that. I'm not so glad to see this mask thing extended two more weeks, but, you know, this stuff is what it is. And I appreciate the people around here that have done what they needed to do. And, you know, our numbers are not great, but they're good.
They're leveled off.
And, I think we took our licks early, so I appreciate everybody's willingness to participate and do. And, you know, like we've always said, just use some common sense and, you know, do what you got to do for a little while longer, maybe.
Yeah. In Itala County, it's only been, you know, one case, two cases, three cases, right. You know, a day or so, right. Or something like that. So, like you said, we kind of peaked early and hopefully paid our dues already.
Right, that's
but
right.
Other than that, you know, just still census. Still going on?
I was out the other day on a little side street somewhere, and I actually saw a census worker at a house. So they're out. They'll
be knocking on your door.
If you haven't filled it out, they're going to come talk to you, and just please be courteous to them. Take you about 5 or 10 minutes, and if you hadn't done it any other way, they'll take your information right there.
Yep. All right, Mayor. Well, that's all I had, unless you had anything else this morning.
Good luck to the Whippets.
That's right. We'll be in Winona on Friday. So it's a big game.
I need them to win at Winona for my buddy Jerry Flowers up there, the mayor. I think he does radio for the Winona, or used to. I don't know if he still does for the Winona Tigers. So well,
if that's the case, we'll see him.
That's right. Well, got a little rivalry with my mayor buddy.
Yeah, I'll take him a roster there so he knows what's happening. I usually try to talk to the other radio team when we get there, if we can. But Mayor, we appreciate you for coming on. We'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
Thank you. Your music.